This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Have you had a chance to see Hillbilly Elegy, the movie? Yes, based on Vice President J.D. Vance's 2016 memoir. And remember, when this came out, there wasn't even presidential or vice presidential aspirations or talk in any way. I believe at that time, he was running an investment fund when the movie was being made. And so the director was one of the most famous Hollywood people there is, Ron Howard, and he directed the film. And it's based off of J.D. Vance's, young life. But Ron Howard, and look, I feel for these people. They have to try to go along and get along in Hollywood, and I don't know what his politics are. But I know he said this in such a way to kind of bolster any sort of bolster against any sort of blowback that he might get, because this is what he said. He said, "It remains a bit of a surprise to me," Howard told a magazine, "of Vance's emergence into politics. I wouldn't have expected his rhetoric to be as divisive as it is sometimes." Back when he was spending a lot of time with Vance during the making of Hillbilly Elegy and attending the film's pressers. Now, despite making a bold claim about Vance's rhetoric, Ron Howard went on and had to admit that, I'm not following him or listening to every word.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, he was trying to run an investment fund, so the run for Senate and the strategy he's chosen to follow are not what I would have expected. I think he's being pretty honest here.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You see, because Ron Howard and many other people, they've been indoctrinated into the thought process. If you're a conservative or Republican, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Well, we know if you've watched the movie or read the memoir, probably know at least the basic outline of the story. He grew up in poverty.
Oh, yeah.
He grew up in tough times. I have drug abuse and usage and alcoholism all around him. He didn't have any good, great role model, and yet he was able to succeed. And see, that's where they don't understand. They're like, wait a second, this guy came from, really tough times.
Yeah, but what government program did he have to help him out a little bit?
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right. In other words, he grew up knowing that government wasn't necessarily the answer to help people to become successful. Now, I guess you could say government because it provided him an opportunity to join the Marines.
Sure.
But as far as going to school, he had to attain the grades. He had to do the work.
Yeah, joining the Marines is not a handout.
No.
In any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not. And so I think that's why when they see Hillbilly Elegy, they meaning the left, assume that, oh yeah, he's you know, he would be a Democrat. He would grow up a Democrat, mm-hmm. probably surrounded at that time with Democrats. Well, you can say he didn't. You can see he didn't stick around.
No,
and has become hugely successful. But I think it's interesting, like, he, you know, the rhetoric.
Uh-huh.
I was taken aback by it. You did that film. You worked with people. You had to know a little bit about his story. And in fact, you know, Ron Howard even said, look, I feel like the project was, you know, personal, too. He said there were aspects of Hillbilly Elegy that were personal because I wanted to do something about the heartland that wasn't a bank robbing story or about farming.
Wow.
Because, you see, he's playing right into it. Oh, the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
Just a bunch of either bank-robbing lawbreakers or dumb farmers.
Right.
That's what kind of his perception, and he can't help but, you know, that becomes exposed. So I think it's very interesting. By the way, they asked him if he had any real contact with J.D. Vance, mm-hmm. After the movie and all that came out. He said, I did send him a text after the election, which was sort of a Godspeed, try to serve us well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Try to serve us well. Godspeed, try to serve us well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice and generic.
he means well. And look, yeah. Again, like I said, Ron Howard's got, you know, probably sure. wants to get along.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't help it. They love to categorize. They love to put people in boxes. And yeah. because he grew up in poverty, in the Midwest, that, oh yeah, he must be a Democrat, right? And so they were shocked. He even went to Yale. They're like, he didn't even get brainwashed. What happened? Maybe he learned in the Marines how to not get brainwashed. Do you ever think of that, wise guys?
There's a thought.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.